maybe you've been in this situation where you're dating someone and you're like, man, there is writing on the wall that I don't think this is going to last much longer. But you're in that awkward period of time when it's maybe close to their birthday or close to like a holiday. And you don't want to be like an absolute jerk and break up with them like on an anniversary or a holiday or their birthday.
So what do you do? What do you get that's an appropriate gift that doesn't like confuse them when it is time to dump them?
Yeah. So my best friend back in the day when he was dating his former girlfriend, right before she broke up with him. And of course, we didn't know that at the time. She gave him a present for, I want to say Christmas maybe. And it was just a kind of a framed picture that looked like she got it out of, you know, maybe from Goodwill or something. A framed picture of like a nature scene. And had given it to him for,
that's random.
Yeah, for Christmas. And so he was like, why did she give me this? And so he had to like pretend to like it, and he even hung it in our apartment and everything.
Oh, wow.
I mean, and then like 2 weeks later, she was like, bye bye. And
oh, she dumped him. Wow.
Yeah. She dumped him. So maybe that was a sign that things were headed in that direction. Who knows? But someone on Reddit just came up with like the perfect gift if you're about to end a relationship. Right. But you don't want to be like 100% jerk in the moment. So this is what you do. You give the person, your significant other, a book of homemade coupons for things like dinner at a fancy restaurant, romantic weekend away, a future concert of your bidding. Now, this way, the gift seems super generous, thoughtful even.
And romantic,
right?
Yes, then I think it's confusing then if you're going to drop the hammer soon after.
Here's the thing, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
When you break up, is your partner or your now ex ever going to cash in on those gifts?
Oh, I would.
You
if
would.
That was given to me, I would show up at their house and be like, but what about
you owe me dinner?
I still have coupons to cash in.
Listen, I guess there is some risk involved, sure.
Yes, like if you're, they forgot the Kelly factor. Because if this was given to me 100% before I got, I would make sure I use them. I'd show up and be like, hang on, you are not letting go until we get through this entire coupon book.
Yes, I need Snuggles and chocolate on page 4. I need my movie of Ryan Reynolds on page 5. I need dinner.
At Jeff Ruby. We're going to Ruby's for dinner. You said.
Oh, that's funny. Yes, okay, I guess you're right. There is a Kelly factor that I didn't.
Yes.
But you know, to be honest and fair, the person who suggested this doesn't know you. So
That is true. But I feel like that I am not completely one of a kind, that there would be a couple, it's the wild card factor.
Again,
it's the, I can't quit you factor.
There is a risk, yes, but.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Allison goes one ups it. And she texts us. She says, put an expiration date on the coupons, LOL. So yeah, you only have.
As in next week.
You only have another month to use these. And then drop the hammer.
No, I mean, this is completely like 1,000 times confusing. Kelsey, it's just like, yeah, this is really confusing. First of all, because you're going to spend, it's obvious you're going to spend time making them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that again, makes it feel like there's genuine feelings behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they're for romantic things, then yeah, I'm going to be at the door going, but wait a second. You would not have made these for me if you did not really deep down love me. You're just confused right now. I'm going to give you a day. And then I want to come back and we're going to go out to dinner.
And I realize now the problem, if your birthday is coming up and you receive one of these coupon books, what you're going to be thinking.
Oh, 100%. Listen, you've ruined coupon books for like kids who make it for their parents.
I'm not letting the kids aren't going to break up with their parents.
Oh.
So it's not like that. Anyways, all right. So there you go. Little life hack. Yes, it may be a little on the
it's risky.
Unethical side, shady side, but still.
I would say don't do it. I don't endorse it.
It has been thumbed up on Reddit as the best but slightly unethical gift to give if you're going to dumb someone. On 99.7 DJX.